This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. New legislation in Congress proposes to take Wall Street out of the housing market. Democrats in Congress introduced a bill in both the U.S. House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate to ban hedge funds from buying and owning single-family homes in the United States. The bill would require hedge funds, defined as corporations, partnerships, or real estate investment trusts that manage funds pooled from investors, to sell off all the single-family homes they own over a 10-year period and eventually prohibit such companies from owning any single-family homes at all. During the decade-long phase-out period, the bill would impose stiff tax penalties, with the proceeds reserved for down payment assistance for individuals looking to buy homes from corporate owners. The legislation is called the End Hedge Fund Control of American Homes Act of 2023 and could upend a growing sector of the housing market and potentially increase the supply of single-family homes available for individual buyers. Home ownership, long a cornerstone of generational wealth in the United States, is increasingly out of reach for Americans as home prices and interest rates soar. Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon, who introduced the bill with Representative Adam Smith of Washington, said, "You have created a situation where ordinary Americans aren't bidding against other families. They're bidding against the billionaires of America for these houses, and it's driving up rents, and it's driving up home prices." In separate legislation, Representatives Jeff Jackson and Alma Adams of North Carolina, both Democrats, introduced the American Neighborhoods Protection Act last Wednesday. That bill would require corporate owners of more than 75 single-family homes to pay an annual fee of $10,000 per home into a housing trust fund to be used as down payment assistance for families. The bills were introduced 3 months after the New York Times published a story examining the impact of corporate-backed investment on Charlotte, North Carolina, where in 2022, investors purchased 17% of the city's homes in cash, often outcompeting first-time homebuyers who rely heavily on mortgages. That's a pattern repeated in cities around the country, where corporations buy houses and convert the properties to rentals. In one neighborhood in East Charlotte, Wall Street-backed investors bought half of the homes that sold in 2021 and 2022. On one block, all but one home that sold during that period sold in cash to an investor who rented it out. Wall Street entered the single-family rental market in the aftermath of the 2008 housing crisis, plucking up homes in foreclosure. Institutional investors can own a considerable market share. In Charlotte, they own 20%. Even as the housing market slows, investors have remained active, buying 26% of the single-family homes that sold in June 2023. Every year on Christmas Eve, people around the world can track Santa's flight with NORAD's Santa Tracker. The tradition started on Christmas Eve 1955 with a simple typo. A local Sears store in Colorado Springs ran a Dial Santa ad in 1955, but the phone number was misprinted. Instead of listing the number for Sears Santa hotline, it posted the number for the Continental Air Defense Command Center, now known as NORAD, for the North American Aerospace Defense Command. NORAD is a binational U.S. and Canadian organization charged with the mission of aerospace warning and aerospace control for North America. NORAD scans the skies for intercontinental ballistic missiles and scans for nuclear detonations, but they're also very good at tracking Santa. On Christmas Eve 1955, Colonel Harry Shoup, who worked at NORAD, began receiving calls from kids asking to speak with Santa Claus. Instead of telling the kids that they dialed the wrong number, Shoup said that he wasn't Santa Claus, but that he could track him on radar. All night, Colonel Shoup and his team fielded calls, giving kids details about Santa's location as he and his reindeer flew through the night sky to deliver gifts to children on Christmas Eve. The new tradition was born, and NORAD has opened its lines for Santa tracking every year since. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.